What's up, guys? I am Oscar with Induced Fear, a paranormal podcast where we talk about all things paranormal, from cases involving demonic possession, alien abduction, and even cryptids. Or you can hear people come on the show and share their own personal experiences with this paranormal world, such as somebody dealing with a red-eyed entity in their family home growing up, or somebody being cursed with crazy nightmares all throughout their life, or even a man who once saw what appeared to be a giant wolf walking across the street, only for it to stand up on two legs and continue to walk away. We would love to have you all join us as we dive into this crazy unknown world, asking questions and facing our fears. You can follow us on Instagram at Induced Fear Podcast or on any of the other socials just by searching Induced Fear. You can also email us at induced fearpod@gmail.com if you want to come on the show and share your own personal experiences. We love having anybody on. Don't forget to share us with everyone you know. Peace.
It's
and
Oddworld.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 30. We are in Aquarius season, and yours truly is an Aquarius. So, you know what that means. You're going to learn who an Aquarius is. And as always, I'm getting this from zodiacsign.com. Here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
Aquarius is a sign different from the rest of the zodiac. And people born with their sun in it feel special. This makes them eccentric and energetic in their fight for freedom, or at times shy and quiet, afraid to express their true personality. In both cases, they are deep thinkers and highly intellectual people who love to fight for idealistic causes. They are able to see people without prejudice, and this makes them truly special. Although they can easily adapt to the energy that surrounds them, Aquarius representatives have a deep need to have some time alone and away from everything in order to restore power. As an Aquarius, I don't know if it's a biased opinion or what, but I feel like this is mostly true. I mean, really, I want to say it's all true, but I know for sure the shy and quiet at times, because like I usually just like to sit back, and it could just be a personality trait of mine too, but I just like to kind of sit back and just be in the moment and just kind of take everything in and not really say anything. But I also really definitely need some time to myself. Just like shut out the world, and just kind of refocus, recenter my energy. But yeah, I definitely need to sometimes just take some time out and restore. But I mean, I also think that's probably most people. I don't know. Let me know. So now that you have a glimpse of what an Aquarius is, are you an Aquarius? If so, what up? But if you know someone who is an Aquarius, does this suit them? As always, let me know, and we're moving on to stories.
This comes from Rem3005 on Reddit.
I'm posting this here because I'm not sure where else to. I just need to share this. So almost a week ago, one of my favorite teachers from high school, I literally only had two that I absolutely adored, tragically passed away after a long and painful battle with cancer. It came as a shock to most of us, at least to me. Because even though I knew he was sick, I really had strong hope and faith in my heart that he would manage to recover. Unfortunately, that was not the case. So most of my former classmates and I kind of got back together because of this tragedy, and we paid our respects the best we could to his family. I was very involved in the whole thing. As I mentioned, I truly loved him as a teacher, and he had a big impact on my life in a positive way growing up. Despite this, I had decided I would not attend the funeral or anything, as I wanted to remember him the way I knew and loved him, and felt like going would only make it harder and more depressing for me. Now, the funeral is on a Wednesday, and last night, Thursday night, I had the following dream. Everything was mostly normal, as we had what seemed like a small reunion with some of our former classmates, and we even met with another one of our teachers. We discussed our teacher's passing a little bit too, and there was just a heaviness over all of us because of it. Then, as I was leaving the school, walking through the hallway, I passed by a classroom, which had the door mostly open as I looked. I froze. And there at the desk, I saw the teacher who had passed away. Except he was very old. I forgot to mention he was in his 40s when he passed away, so it was an early passing, which made it all more tragic. The strange thing about it was it seemed very realistic. Like, it wasn't just the way I knew he looked, but older. And he gained a lot of weight, and his hair was white and different. So it was very specific. I would say he looked close to retirement. I hope that makes sense. What I'm trying to say is, you know how when you think of someone you're familiar with, it's hard to imagine what they would look like older, and the best our minds can usually come up with is the person as we know them, just with a few more wrinkles, maybe, and gray hair. I entered the classroom. The kids were also at their desks. Basically, it was the middle of a lesson. I walked towards my teacher and simply started bawling uncontrollably. I couldn't even get a word out. My teacher, as kind as I knew him, put his hands on my shoulders and was smiling at me warmly. He was telling the kids that I must have been really emotional because we hadn't seen each other in a very long time. But when I looked at him, I for some reason could tell that he knew exactly why I was crying. Like he knew he was dead in my reality. He had this very reassuring look about him and was giving me very positive vibes by just looking at me. Then I woke up and immediately started bawling my eyes out, just like I was in the dream. To me, this was very special, as I'm sure it was his spirit trying to connect with me and give me a sort of confirmation that his soul lives on and that he knew I cared about him very much. I'm not religious, but I do believe in sort of an afterlife which involves reincarnation. I also am a strong believer in parallel universes, so I also think me walking into that classroom was a peek into another version of reality, where he hadn't passed away, and he went on to live a full life doing what he was so clearly passionate about, which was teaching. It was a very comforting experience, and it really helped me come to terms with his passing and getting some closure. This one is just, it's so sweet. I feel like I say that a lot sometimes. Either this is really scary, terrifying, or sweet. And this one is sweet. And if you deny that, well then, you don't get a say. I'm just kidding. But no, I think this one is actually really, really sweet. And it's just the idea of him older and teaching in a classroom full of kids. All these kids are confused as to like why this person is crying uncontrollably. And I don't, there's the whole thing. It's just, it's like almost a movie, but it's just so sweet. Someone should turn it into a movie. Just do that. All right, we're going to move on to story two.
This comes from Nikki SCXUND on Reddit.
I'm kind of new to this community, but it was because I need answers. Not too long ago, my nephew started living with us. He was okay the first few days, and would even throw his trash out in the kitchen trash. But for a few days, he's been acting weird. He refuses to go throw anything away alone. He says he's scared. And he always points to the upstairs saying, "There." It's concerning because he will be playing and watching TV, and immediately when you leave, he starts crying and running in your direction as if something scared him. Mind you, before all of this, my mom and I would hear strange noises and doors closing, but we gave it the benefit of the doubt and ignore it. I'm not scared easily, but I've been these past few days. On one occasion, I was downstairs, and my nephew usually sleeps until 10 or 11 a.m., and I know he comes right down the stairs when he wakes up. This time, I heard some noise, so I decided to mute the TV. After that, the upstairs bathroom flushed. A door to a walk-in closet closed. And I heard small footsteps running towards my mom's room. Immediately after that, my nephew starts coming down the stairs. I was confused because I thought he was the one who ran towards the room. I don't know if it's an imaginary friend, but if it's not nice at all towards my nephew, could it be something bad? I mean, the fact that it was kind of happening prior to the nephew being there, but it has just been kind of being ignored. I don't know if it's anything bad necessarily, or if it's just like a spirit trying to communicate. And since I'm assuming the nephew is young, usually with children or younger people, like, they're more apt to seeing spirits. So maybe that's the case. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can communicate with this person. But I don't know if he's scared. It just could be because maybe the spirit looks scary. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's anything to be scared of, but it's definitely something to look into. What do you guys think? Let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.